This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I was on a long heater. Crowder's on one right now. But I was on a heater for a while. I've gone cold. And I don't think I've won a bet in, I'm not even joking, 15 or 16 wagers, which we know is mathematically difficult to do. But I think I have the slump buster for this afternoon. Marlins play the Dodgers in less than an hour. And I have this parlay working. Tell me what you think. I have Matt Mervis to hit a home run. Shohei, more than one or more hit. Valente Beloso, Marlins pitcher. Mm-hmm. Over 4.5 hits allowed, and Beloso over 1.5 walks.
Okay,
seems like a good slump buster, right?
Well, what does that pay? What does that parlay pay?
So it's plus 1300, but I have a 30% profit boost added to it.
Got it. Okay, so you're using a profit boost, but at 1300, that's an implied probability of about 7%.
We'll take your word for it. Like, we're not certain. Yeah,
so, like, if that's going to be your slump buster. A bet you're going to win roughly 7% of the time. Uh-huh. I would suggest you maybe go back to the drawing board.
So you think like my strategy to bust a slump is flawed?
Okay, Mark, I need to know. When you go through these hot streaks and cold streaks, right?
Yeah.
Do you do anything differently from a handicapping perspective, or is it just the same thing?
Get in that zone. I'm Michael hitting threes against Portland.
No, here's where I'm going to go with this. What's happening over these long stretches is there's something called sequencing, right? So basically, you're flipping coins with your bets, but you're paying the VIG on every bet, minus 110. But sometimes guys are going to flip coins and they're going to get, you know, 8 heads in a row, 9 heads in a row. You see this at the roulette table, black and red sometimes, right? You get these runs of like 13 black. This is what happens to you, but you believe that you're hot or you're cold.
Yes,
in
correct.
Reality, it's nothing to do with that.
I don't know.
You're just a long-term losing better, but your sequencing sometimes works out where you might think that you're hot, but you're not changing your process at all.
Like, well, I'm not so certain about that.
Well, you just said it to me 2 minutes ago. You said you
I have lost this baseball season so far, and it's still early on in the baseball season. I've lost $36,000 on Matt Mervis home run props. Is that a problem?
I don't know what your salary is, Mark, so I can't tell you if it's a problem or not. I don't know if your mortgage is paid off. I don't know what's going on, but it could be a problem for some.
I'm teasing. But I do. Here's the thing. So I don't know if you're following the Marlins at all, but Matt Mervis, we adopted him as our player before the season started. I saw him in spring training and he came from the Cubs. My son's a Cubs fan. He's Jewish. So I like that. I like a home run hitter. I like someone up there taking some porn hacks and came out of the box. He's hit seven ding dongs. But the problem is, and we've had him on the show, and he knows that we're all part of the Mervis militia. Like, it's become a thing. Unfortunately, now he's batting about 195. They won't play him against lefties. They've dropped him in the order from cleanup to seventh. And I have to keep betting him to hit home runs, though, because wouldn't I feel foolish if he hits one and I'm not on it?
Classic FOMO, fear of missing out. What's going to happen if he hits a home run and I
fear
didn't
of
bet
Mervis
it? I
got
to bet it every
FOMO.
Game. Well, you listen, yeah. I mean, he's batting 195. That doesn't matter if you're betting him to hit a home run, right? Who cares what he's batting, right? He's got to leave the park or it's not. I'm looking at these prices, though, you know, like plus four.
Plus 400 today.
Yeah. I got to tell you, no disrespect to Matt Mervis. I'm sure he's a great guy. I probably would not be betting him at plus 400. I mean, let's do a little exercise here.
But
Mark.
I'm already in too deep. You know what I mean? Like how can I watch him hit a home run this afternoon and not be on it?
Where's he batting in the lineup today? I'm just
probably six. He batted sixth yesterday. Let me see.
All right. Six. So he's six.
He's six.
And they pinch hit for him in the eighth because they always bring in a lefty closer. So he never gets that fourth at bat.
Right. Left-handed bat, likely going to get three at bats. So like probabilistically, like how often is Matt Mervis going to hit a home run today?
80% of the time.
Okay. Then you should definitely bet your plus four. But if we're rooted in reality here, I mean, plus 400 is a 20.
You think I annoyed my parents much when I was growing up?
when Rob just told you you have a 7% chance of winning this bet, did that sway you at all?
Yeah, I feel like I should have put more money on this because that seems like
ridiculous.
I will say, when you're down bad, it is better to like to swing for the fences on a very small bet amount than it is to try to get it all back with one bet, right?
Right.
That's the most common mistake I see people make is they lose like 10 bets in a row. Let's say they're betting $100 a pop. They're down 1,000. And now they play one pick to win 1,000 because they want to get all their money back quickly and it escalates and gets out of control. I prefer your method of going like a little bit, little small bet.
$5, 28 leg parlay.
Yeah, honestly. I prefer that. With that said, you probably got to give me a little bit more than 13-1 on that parlay to bet it. Yeah.
All right. Tail me on Mervis today, though, just for a little fun. Tail me on Mervis. Come on.
All right. I will bet Mervis. It's a very recreational bet.
Guy is on the Mervis militia. Let's go.
You know what? You know what? I will say, even as a pro, I also do suffer from FOMO, fear of missing out. And
be beside yourself.
All I know is that if Mervis hits a home run today, I'm going to get a text from you if I didn't bet it saying you should listen to me more often, Rob. And I don't want that to happen. So I'm going to be on board with you. Right. That way I can celebrate with you or I can blame you. Either way, it's a winning proposition for me. That's right.
We love Rob Pizzola. We have missed you over the last couple of months. We're excited for football season to return. We appreciate your time. Go Panthers. Mm-hmm. And follow Rob on Twitter at Rob Pizzola.
All right.
First pitch about 43 minutes from now.
I'm betting this right after the show. Right after I get off with you, I'm betting it. I've searched for the best price in market right now. Plus 475 is what I'll be betting right now.
Look at you.
Yeah,
I love being able to shop the market. Look at that. 475. They're giving away free money.
86 at bat, 7 home runs.
Don't you dare dismiss Matt Mervis. He's a friend of the show. And you're part of the Mervis militia. Like that,
I'm a part of Rob the numbers guy. I want to throw some numbers to him. 86 at bat, 7 home runs. That's what we're dealing with.
You gotta find the lefties in the Dodgers bullpen and give them the old Nancy Kerrigan treatment on the way into the stadium today. That way we could get a fourth at bat out of him.
We'll see you, Rob.
All right, guys.